الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I think we have reached hadith number 40 of the book عمدة الأحكام, and this is an achievement that we would not have able to achieve had it not been to the grace and favor and blessing of Allah upon us, Azza wa Jal. And we have a long hadith which has a lot of lessons, though regarding the chapter that deals with purity, it's only a short statement. But I feel that we have to understand and comprehend this hadith because it talks and speaks about our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. So who would do us the honor of reading it? Okay, Farak, raise your voice, please.
Narrated Jabir ibn Abdullah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, I have been given five things that were not given to anyone before me. First, Allah has made me victorious by awe, by His frightening my enemies for a distance of 1 month's journey. Second, the earth has been made for me and for my followers a place for praying and a means to perform tayammum, dry ablution with clean sand or soil. And therefore, a man or a woman from amongst my followers can pray wherever he may be at the time the prayer is due. Third, the booty has been made halal, lawful for me, yet it was not made lawful for anyone else before me. Fourth, I have been given the right of intercession on the day of resurrection. Fifth, every prophet used to be sent to his nation only, but I have been...
Very well. The translation has a minor mistake because it stated that the Prophet said in the very beginning, I've been given five things that were not given to anyone before me. Anyone is wrong. It should have been that were not given to any prophet before me. So this is the Arabic word used, أُعْطِيتُ خَمْسًا لَمْ يُعْطَهُنَّ أَحَدٌ مِنَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ قَبْلِي. So now the Prophet ﷺ is talking about the major differences between him and the previous messengers of Allah. And by far, we know that he is the best of all messengers and prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he is the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the first point is that the Prophet said, I have been victorious by awe, meaning that Allah Azza wa Jal gave him a special feature that before reaching his enemies through a journey of 1 month traveling, before he reaches them 1 month prior, awe would be thrown into their hearts. Awe and fear and intimidation would be thrown only in the hearts of his enemies. Now, let us go back in history. The Prophet ﷺ, was he a tyrant? Was he a man who used to torture his enemies, crucify them, throw them in boiling oil, chopping them into small pieces, as a lot of the tyrants at the time used to do? At all. On the contrary, the Prophet ﷺ used to honor the prisoners of war. Allah says in the Quran, يُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ who? مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. That the characteristics of the believers, that they feed people the food, though they love the food, and Allah mentioned who they feed, the poor, the miskeen, and the orphan, and the prisoner. So this is our religion. We value the prisoners of wars. We honor them. We give them food. We respect them. And this was our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Then why would his enemies fear him so much? Though they know that he's the most generous, he's the most merciful, he's the most kind, he is compassionate, he would never say no to anyone who would ask him. Yet Allah gave him this feature, despite all of his good character, because the enemies should not be his enemies. And that is why they themselves were astonished by this. We know that he does not torture people, so why are we afraid of him? This is not something human. This is from Allah Azza wa Jal. The second point is that the Prophet says, earth has been made to me a place of worship and means of purification. So whoever gets the time of prayer due, he must pray. And this was only made for our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Other religions must pray in their synagogues, their churches, their temples. The Muslims pray anywhere. And this is a sight to be seen. If you travel to the depth of United States of America, if you go to China, if you go to Indonesia, if you go to Europe, if you go to Arabia, if you go to the jungles of Africa, you will never miss the sight of someone in the middle of nowhere praying. And no one is watching him. So many times I travel in the middle of the desert for long hundreds of kilometers, and there's no one there. Complete isolation. And all of a sudden I spot a car. And while I'm passing the car is parked, and there's a man praying on his own or with his wife. On the floor, on the ground, on the sand. Who's forcing him to do this? No one. Who is he doing it for? For Allah Azza wa Jal. Does he have to wait until he reaches a gas station? No. The earth has been made a place of worship for me and for my ummah, the Prophet says. So whenever you want to pray, pray anywhere. Every place that is pure and acceptable for prayer, you pray anywhere. You don't have to have a designated place only, otherwise I will not pray. And why are we mentioning this hadith in the chapter of purity? Because also the earth was made means of purification for the Muslims. So if you do not have water, then alhamdulillah you have earth. And there is nowhere where you could say, I can't have neither water nor earth. Even if you're in a space shuttle and you're flying, going to the moon, going elsewhere, there's still a place for you to perform ablution through the dry ablution, which is the ground or the floor of the space shuttle. So you still can perform salah. The Prophet goes on to say in the third place, or the third point that he was awarded and given, that the booty of war, the treasures and the things that are left over by the enemy, the booty that when you are victorious you collect, these were made halal. One would say, so what is new? Well, in the previous nations, as mentioned in the Quran and in their sacred books as well, whenever someone conquered or attacked another village, the booty of war was not permissible for them to use. They were instructed to gather all what they have gained and put it in an open plaza, in an open area, and stay away from it. And then fire comes from the sky and consumes it all. This was done. You know, Cain and what's his brother's name? Abel? Whatever. Qabil and Habil, we know them. I always make mistakes in pronouncing their names. Ya'juj and Ma'juj, Gog and Mog and Mug and whatever. I know it in Arabic. So Cain and Abel, they disputed. And Allah instructed them to provide a sacrifice. One gave the best of sacrifice he has, and the other gave the scum and the rubbish which he had. And Allah accepted it by sending a fire to take that. So this was the norm. When the Prophet was sent, alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah made these booties halal for us, so that it would add value to the Muslims, and it would increase their provision, and would act also as an incentive. The fourth part is, the Prophet says, I've been given the right of intercession on the day of resurrection. What is meant by intercession? Do you know the word in Arabic? No. Shafa'a. Intercession is ash-shafa'a. And it originates from ash-shafa', meaning even numbers. You know that there's shafa' and witr. Shafa' is even, witr is odd. And why do we call intercession to be shafa'a? Because when a person wants to go and speak to an influential person, a rich person, a person with position and with fame, if I go alone, he would tell me, go and take an appointment. I don't have time. And he may not even meet me. That is why I come with a second person who knows him. So both of us are called shafa', and he is interceding to me. And he's speaking on my behalf, and because he has power over that man, probably I will get my stuff answered and my request fulfilled. The Prophet says, alayhi salatu wasalam, I've been given the right of intercession on the day of resurrection. And we all know that intercession or shafa'ah is a privilege given by Allah. It is not a right that you acquire. It is not something that it is a must. One of the main conditions of shafa'ah is that Allah approves of it. And the second is that you do not intercede except to whom Allah accepts it. So in short, the right of intercession has no great value because it's with the permission of Allah and only to those whom Allah wants. Yet Allah gave it to the Prophet over all the others so that he would elevate his status and would show all the humans and all the jinn the status of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to Allah, and that he is the most beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal. And a lot of the times we hear the wrong word or the wrong expression when we hear that Ibrahim is Khalilullah and Muhammad is, they say Habibullah, right? And this is wrong. Ibrahim and Muhammad, peace be upon them, are both Khalilullah, because Khalilullah is the highest grade of love. So when you say that Muhammad is Habibullah, it's a lower degree, and this is wrong. The Prophet said in the authentic hadith, I am Khalilur Rahman. He said, if I were to take a Khalil, I would have taken Abu Bakr to be my Khalil. But I am Khalilur Rahman. I cannot do this because I only have Allah to take as my Khalil. Intercession on the Day of Judgment is a number of levels and layers. The highest layer is the intercession of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And you all know the long hadith when Allah Azza wa Jal makes all the people standing and waiting for the judgment of Allah Azza wa Jal. What do they do? This is inshallah what we'll know after the break, so stay tuned.